And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGJF Kyle High with you this morning. Hope you're having a good morning. 7:43, and it's now time to talk to the Chief of Police over in Independence. We're talking to Jerry Harrison. And good morning, sir. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Kyle. How are you?
Doing pretty good. I hope you're having a good day. And one of the things that you did want to talk about today was you wanted to talk about the city report for the year.
Yes. Yeah, we did our the police department's year-end report. For anybody that's interested in taking a look at that, we'll be publishing that pretty soon. We'll be visiting with our city commission about it tonight.
All right, so that is coming up for tonight. And what are the few of the things that we can expect to see on that city report or the year-end report?
Well, what we've got is, I think some of the things that are interesting to see is all the different agencies that our dispatch services, either directly or indirectly. Even going down into Nowata County, Oklahoma on occasion if we get a 911 call that bounces up to us. So I think there's 14 agencies on that list. You can see that in there. You can see our organizational chart that shows our staffing level and what positions we have. Some of the things that people might find more interesting, we had 12,032 calls to our 911 system last year.
Wow, that's quite a bit, and just for kind of total looking at the report, a total of 21,000, and just for the police itself, just for you guys, over 16,000 calls, and that's a pretty heavy workload for a town the size of Independence, is it not?
It really is. What's interesting about these numbers, Kyle, is that they've actually gone down from 2019 to 2020. It'll be interesting to see what they do in 2021. We know that violent crime is up across the nation during 2020, and everybody's taking a look at that and trying to figure that number out. I don't know what our numbers will be. We won't get those until around August, but typically that's when KBI sends out the statistical reports that from the data we send them. But it seems like a big number. You got 16,127 calls for service out of IPD this year or last year. It's important to note what that means, though. That doesn't mean that it was an actual police report. That could be anything from, somebody's dog locked in the car or a complaint of an animal shut in the car at Walmart. It could be something like that, and it could be on up to a very serious case. Some of those are going to be just, can you watch my house while I'm on vacation? So,
or it could be just like a fender bender or something, correct?
Very, very, yes, that's correct. So that's the range of calls. And basically the way that goes into that calls for service category for the police department is if a police department has to pick up the phone and call somebody or they have to get out of their car and step on the ground and start talking to somebody, we're going to score that as a call for service.
All right. So again, let's check out some of the things that the patrol division activity did. As we talked about, patrol officers responded to 16,127 calls for service. But again, those guys have done a great job this year, and there's a few awards that you guys will be handing out. Is that correct?
Well, these are awards that have been handed out, and yes, we actually do have a couple of awards being investigated right now to give out. But some of the one more notable awards, we had a Meritorious Conduct Award, Officer Ty Lupardis, who's our canine officer, Officer Daniel Bowers, and Officer John Anderson. They were recognized for conspicuous bravery for disarming a man with a knife. And that was a pretty interesting case. They actually were hand-to-hand with this gentleman to take that knife away from him. So that was they exercised tremendous restraint, and they did it as safely as they could, but there's always tremendous risk in that. It's interesting to note, I think that Ty and Daniel both have been in those situations, been recognized for similar situations before. And then, of course, we recognize Daniel. He had a very resistant subject that he was trying to take into custody one time, and he exercised great restraint with that person.
And that's, I mean, again, that is extreme bravery there, going at, basically trying to take down a man with a knife, because, again, extremely what could be a very deadly situation for all involved.
It really is, and, you know, it's not like in the movies, you know, if a knife comes out, everybody's getting cut. It's not like in the movies, and so we're very fortunate. We have had an officer cut. Officer Lupardis got cut by a guy with a knife a year or two ago. So it's not like the movies, folks. Some of the other awards that we're pretty proud of, Sergeant Dustin Stafford serves our schools as a part of his community outreach. He got a Friends of Education Award from National Education Association and USD 446. That's pretty notable. Sergeant Damon Athey, our traffic safety officer, put in the legwork and earned us a AAA Traffic Safety Award at the gold level. We had dispatcher Marissa Peck. She got a life-saving award in 2020 for talking a caller through CPR. And that gentleman is alive today, and out. Him and his wife are now taking on the project of giving CPR classes. So that's a pretty great story.
Absolutely, that is a great story. And to talk somebody through that on the phone, that in a situation that is a life-threatening situation, that is an amazing thing that she was able to kind of walk her through that, or walk the caller through that and help them out and be able to save that person's life, an extremely, extremely deserving award for her.
It definitely is. And we have an outstanding dispatch center that's led by Melissa Athey is our dispatch supervisor. And she's really grown the capabilities of our crew. We have an outstanding crew down there. They use emergency medical dispatch, and they're very good at it. So you know, we're really proud of the product that we provide our citizens in a medical emergency prior to the ambulance arriving. And then, of course, you know, those pre-arrival instructions that we use, no matter how well-trained we are, if we don't have a good quality EMS service, it's not going to matter. So we're fortunate to also have a dedicated bunch of professionals in the fire EMS department.
Absolutely. And some other good news here, as a couple of, one, we have a patrol officer who's been promoted and a sergeant who has been promoted as well.
Yes, Officer Damon Athey was promoted to sergeant on patrol in 2020, and then Sergeant Dustin Taylor was selected for detective last year. So we're pretty proud of that, too. And we've got three detectives that are got their nose to the grindstone and working really hard on these major cases that they get every year.
And we talked earlier about Ty Lupardis. He's actually been on the force for 5 years now, so he's going to get a Years of Service Award as well.
That's correct. Ty's been with us, Ty passed his five-year mark in 2020. So he's 5 years of dedicated service to the community. And Ty really stepped it up a couple of years ago when he took on the canine program. And that's, people don't realize the level of dedication that the canine program requires from an officer. So he had to go through a 10-week physical and mental training process where he had to learn to become an expert witness in all the legalities involved in using a canine on the job. And you know, he never really gets a day off. You know, having a canine is similar to, in some respects, to having a pet. You never get a day off from that animal.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard for him to go on vacation, and on his days off, he's still got to train that dog a little bit to keep that dog motivated and playful. So we're really fortunate to have an officer like Ty Lupardis around.
And you know, he does a great job with that. We're going to move on here. Just kind of just a quick overview of the traffic report for 2020, as accidents seem like they've declined a little bit from last year, although there was a peak back in 2019 in October, which is that peak looks a little odd how it jumped up. But it looks like traffic accidents overall are down, especially with the five-year average, which is pretty good news.
It is good news. You know, and again, you got to be careful, though, when you just look at 1 year's worth of data. We want to see that over a time frame. So that's why we like looking at that five-year average. and that five-year average is moving every year. So it'll drop a little bit as a result of 2020 statistics when we go to look at 2021 next year. But, you know, you still need to celebrate the victories. And when you see those numbers go down, you know, maybe it was because of people quarantining and not moving around as much, not going out to eat, not going out and spending that money locally, and, you know, unable to support our local businesses. And, you know, it's a challenge for everyone. So that could be some of the reasons why those numbers went down. Now, one number that you need to look at there is 144 state reportable accidents. We had a lot more crashes than that around town, but we only are looking at state reportable accidents in this particular report. So a state reportable accident is damage over $1,000, injury, and happening on in specific circumstances. So not all crashes are going to rise to the level of a state reportable.
And the good news is, in the city of Independence, there were no fatality accidents, which is always good news to see in a report. We don't like to see accidents, but at least there were no fatality accidents this year, or back in 2020.
That's right. Yeah, we were fortunate. Fortunate for our low speeds in our community. You know, we don't operate at highway speeds much in town. So, yeah, that helps us out. But still, it takes everybody. It takes all your listeners out there, Kyle. Wear your seatbelt. Give them a break. Put the phone down. You know, pay attention when you see these folks. You know, you got the gas line workers and the city water sewer guys out on the streets cutting holes and fixing pipes, and you got the gas line guys out replacing gas lines. You got electric guys running underground electrical wire. People putting up signs. You got wrecker drivers helping out, broke down cars. So, you know, just officers having somebody pulled over, give them a break. You know, slow down, take it easy. You don't need to, you know, this hustle and bustle and rush, 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 you know, you're not going to get there 5-10 seconds faster.
Right.
by driving reckless. So just, you know, drive defensive, pay attention. Could be your kid. Could be somebody you care about's kid running out in front of the street and, you know, chasing that ball. And, you know, show society the same respect that you demand that they show your family and your loved ones. And just take it easy and let's drive these numbers down some more.
Yeah, my mom always told me, she said, if you don't want to be late, leave 10 minutes earlier than you think you need to leave. It doesn't hurt to get there earlier than, if you're trying to get somewhere, it doesn't hurt to get there earlier than you're supposed to be there. So give yourself an extra 10 minutes or so to get there. That way you're not having to do the hustle and bustle and rush, rush, rush. Give yourself some extra time to get there.
Absolutely. You know, if I could say anything about driving safety, I'd say number one, drive sober. Number two, wear your seatbelt. Number three, put your phone down. But the number four thing, and it may even be the most important thing next to driving sober and wearing that seatbelt, but just give yourself a little bit more time. When you're behind the wheel, that time to perceive and react to a danger, that's what saves lives.
Exactly. You got to be 100% alert at all times because, again, you're dealing with a ton of vehicle that could be extremely deadly if not used correctly or used incorrectly. A few more other things we get here too. Here as there was looking at the illegal narcotics warrant and weapon seizures, and for the most part, it looks like it's been kind of even compared to 2020. However, there was a huge increase in seizures of marijuana and methamphetamine as well.
Yeah, there were some really big jumps, but, you know, again, when celebrate the wins. That's great mm-hmm. police work that got those drugs off the street. You know, I'm proud of those guys and their effort. A lot of times in a smaller community like ours, one or two cases a year can really skew the numbers, and so that's probably kind of how 2020 went. We had some pretty big cases go down. So that's why you see those big numbers, and you know, in a way, we're pretty lucky to live in a town where, you know, we're not so overrun with all these social ills that you know, one big case won't skew the statistics, you know.
Right.
So we're pretty fortunate there, but it's neat to see the officers as they train and get more skilled at these things and develop their abilities, and that's what we're seeing here.
Absolutely. It shows great police work all around by everybody up there in Independence. Well, sir, we're pretty much out of time for right now, and we always appreciate having you on here, and we'll talk to you again next month about our next subject. And again, I appreciate having you on today, sir.
All right. Thank you, Kyle. I appreciate you guys putting us on the air.
All right. Thank you very much. You have a great day.
You, sir.
All right. That was the Chief of Police, Jerry Harrison, talking about the year-end report for the city's police department. They do a great job up there. Let's go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, we'll have news here at the top of the hour. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.